Okay, my name is Bill Miller, and I'm the club manager for the VFW in Lexington, Missouri.
Great. Now, Bill, tell me a little bit. You guys have a live music event that you have coming up this weekend?
We do. We have built a new stage inside the VFW, and this coming Sunday, performing right after the Chiefs game, we have a gentleman by the name of... Stovepipe Perkins, I'm sorry. And he is the lead singer for a blues band out of Kansas City that's known as Knock-Kneed Sally. They perform virtually every weekend somewhere in the Kansas City area. We're going to get the lead singer and his lead guitar player to come out and do an event for us right after the game. And there is no fee or no admission. We will have a full-service bar available. Going to play for approximately 3 hours after the game.
So are we looking about 7 o'clock?
I would say somewhere between 6:30 and 7. The ball games usually last about 3.5 hours, so you'll most likely be here and then start up when the game's over.
Absolutely. Okay, sounds good. Now, with this being a free event, or no cover charge event,
yes.
And I know that you guys... VFW is a nonprofit organization as well.
That is true.
Where do you guys get your money to do this event, or is there some way people can donate?
Well, we will have a full-service bar. The intent behind the event is to raise funds through our bar, and the funds are used for scholarships, for veterans in need, and for the maintenance on the building.
Great. Do you guys have a goal for how much you want to see come in this year?
Well, no, we really don't have a goal other than every organization right now, especially nonprofits, are struggling for funds with the economy being the way it is. And this is a venture that we'd like to try. We want to try some live music on Sunday evenings and see if it can generate some funds for us. But also provide some entertainment for the local communities where they don't have to go all the way into the city to hear some really good live music.
Absolutely. That's kind of a long drive for us.
Yes.
Now, is this, if I understand you right, you said this was something that you guys are going to try to continue to do every Sunday is have these events?
We're going to try to continue to do it as many Sundays as possible. Our goal would be to do it every Sunday. I'm not sure that we can every Sunday, but... we will certainly get the word out on any given Sunday that we're going to have live music.
And what kind of performers are you looking to get in there? I know this week you guys, are having a blues gentleman in there.
We are. We're pretty much open to any type or any genre of music, country and western, today's rock. The old-time classic rock, blues. I happen to be a blues fan myself, so pretty much about anything. I don't know if I can say this on the air. I don't know
right.
If I can do rap or not, but
just don't know if we can quite handle that one yet.
I don't know if I can do that one, but again, we've built a new stage out here. It should hold a four-piece band. Anytime we need it, we're installing the lighting now, so we have a dance floor. So you'll be able to dance. The dance floor will always be open, that's one place. There's plenty of place music, but not a lot of live music and not too many dance floors.
Exactly. You just kind of got to pick a spot beside your table at most places.
Right.
Right.
Well, we will have a dedicated dance floor.
Fantastic. I'm there just for that.
Okay.
Just for the dance. Now, Bill, if anybody... is interested in either donating their services to come out and perform at this event or contact you in regards to setting up a booking.
Yes, we'd love to get some folks that, if they're willing to donate their time and their talent to come out and play for us. That would be fantastic. Keep our costs down and help us keep more money available for veterans.
Absolutely, and we definitely need that because they are the reason we are where we're at.
That's right.
So, before I get too emotional on that note, is there a way that people can get more information, or they can get in contact with you if they want to donate their time, or if they just need more information on this event or others?
If they want more information on the event or want to donate their time or their talent, the best approach would be to contact me directly, and they can call myself. We do have a phone here at the VFW, but it goes to recording, and we're not open 7 days a week. So the best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell. And if you want that number,
sure, go ahead. I will write it down for myself.
Okay.
Here, actually,
816-419-5603.
Okay, and it was 816.
816, yes.
All right. And anything else about this event that you would like to add, sir?
No. Just let the folks come on out and enjoy a night. By the way, this gentleman plays, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but his terminology, if you go to his website, is he plays butt-kicking blues.
Hey, we can say that.
That's his version of blues. It's hard and it's fast.
All right. Sounds like a good time. You've got a dance floor, live music, full bar.
Yep.
Any food going on?
We do have a full kitchen, but we're not going to do food at this point. We don't have a cook, put it that way. And we would need to get our kitchen certified. I don't think that would be a problem, but at the current time, it's not a certified kitchen.
Right. There's no point in, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I understand. All right, sir. I appreciate you giving me a call back, and I will more than likely run this tomorrow and Saturday. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
All right, Bill. Thanks again for your time, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.